Welcome to today's BusinessRadio.com Executive Summary. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and we're speaking with Jerry Bremer of CBiz MHM. Our topic today is new tangible property regulations. Jerry, can you help clarify what this means for business?
These new rules are an attempt by the IRS to provide clearer guidelines governing when taxpayers must capitalize and when they can deduct their expenses for acquiring, maintaining, repairing, and replacing tangible property for tax purposes. The IRS intent is to resolve conflicts with taxpayers over which expenditures relate to tangible property are direct write-offs versus those which must be capitalized and depreciated.
Is this as simple as it sounds?
The goal of the regulations is fairly straightforward. However, as is the case with most tax rules, it's not quite as simple as it sounds. These rules are complicated and are effective now. Immediate action will be required from all businesses that own tangible property, both personal property as well as real estate.
Jerry, can you give me an example?
Under the de minimis rule, taxpayers need to have a policy in place before January 1st, 2014, related to expensing purchases which must be followed for both book and tax. An example would be potential write-off opportunities. For instance, some previously capitalized items may now be considered repairs and thus deductible. A more specific example is an expenditure to re-roof a building by adding a new roof material over the existing roof could be considered a replacement of the original roof component of the building. This may allow a current year deduction for the write-off of the undepreciated original cost of the old roof.
What do business owners need to do today to take advantage of these opportunities?
Failure to follow these new rules could cause taxpayers to lose current and future depreciation or the potential write-off of previously capitalized expenditures. At the same time, complying with the new rules in order to see these tax-saving opportunities will be burdensome because these rules are complicated. The unique circumstances of each business will need to be analyzed to determine the best accounting methods that will maximize tax savings.
Thank you, Jerry. Check out todaysbusinessradio.com for our contact information and our business reference library. Our TBR advisory firms are committed to helping with all of your business issues. This content is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice from your legal, accounting, and business advisors. Please listen every weekday afternoon at 5:20 during the Jason Lewis Show for another executive summary from todaysbusinessradio.com.